With your latest news, I'm Carson Lee Fuller. Cayman Crime Stoppers is urging anyone who submitted an anonymous tip recently to check their status immediately. Radio Cayman's April Cummings explains.
The nonprofit crime-fighting organization has authorized cash rewards for several tips that helped law enforcement identify suspects and even execute search warrants. But because their system is completely anonymous, Crime Stoppers has no way to contact successful tipsters. If you've submitted a tip recently, visit CaymanCrimeStoppers.com or use their mobile app and enter your reference number to see if you're owed a reward. Rewards are given for information leading to arrests or charges in cases ranging from firearms to drugs, property crime, and theft. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
In court news, a woman has pled guilty to assault causing actual bodily harm following an incident involving a child at a West Bay school. Sentencing in relation to that August incident has been set for March 16th. She remains on bail. Meanwhile, a man has pled guilty to two charges of assaulting police officers. Kishan Bodden is expected to return for sentencing in the next few weeks in relation to the June 2025 incident. Several conditional approvals are granted by the Central Planning Authority at its first meeting of the year. The board rubber-stamped land clearing and excavation on Rum Point Drive in Northside. In its comments, the Department of Environment noted that drone imagery taken on July 2nd showed that the site had already been cleared and was now, quote, little ecological value, adding that it would not have supported preemptive clearing. The CPA also greenlit DoubleTree Investments' pitch for a mixed-use building on Crewe Road and a commercial parking lot by One GT Limited on Elgin Avenue. You can find the full meeting summary online at planning.ky. And the country's top contemporary art prize has been shared between two Caymanian artists. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles has more on the National Gallery's recent announcement.
The National Gallery of the Cayman Islands announced the winners of its fourth Cayman Islands Biennial, Archipelago, after an awards ceremony held on Friday, January 23rd. This year's Ben Dole Hides Award, the gallery's highest honor, goes jointly to Joanna Austin and Randy Chalette. Austin is recognized for Street View, a series of drawings of South Church Street. The Ben Dole Hides co-winner says she never expected to take the top honors.
I absolutely did not go into this expecting to win anything. This is the first time I've submitted to a biennial show at the gallery, the first time I've submitted to a show at the gallery, and I'm blown away by having won this.
Chalette is honored for Laid in Stone, a site-specific installation using stacked and painted cement blocks to represent generational growth.
As an artist, to me, it's always about growth.
The Ben Dole Hides Emerging Artist Award went to painter Ian McRae for his triptych, Grand Cayman, Cayman Brac, Little Cayman, exploring the interconnected identities of the three islands, with sculptor Stephen Langlois named runner-up. The gallery notes that Archipelago spans six venues across all three islands and that admission is free, but the biennial closes on February 18th, so you got to get there as soon as possible. National Gallery Director Natalie Urquhart says this year's artists pushed boundaries.
Congratulations to each of the awardees and indeed all of the biennial artists for challenging us to look more closely, think more deeply, and to imagine more expansively about our contemporary moment.
Details are available at nationalgallery.org.ky. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
The exhibition is open Monday to Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carson Lee Fuller.
BBC News with Ron Brown. The latest round of US brokered talks on ending the war in Ukraine has begun in Abu Dhabi. Expectations of a breakthrough are slim. The Kremlin has insisted that Russian troops will keep fighting until Kyiv makes decisions that could bring the war to an end. India's trade minister says his country will be diversifying its energy sources amid changing global circumstances. It follows the announcement of a trade deal by President Trump, who said India would halt its purchase of Russian oil, although there's been no confirmation from Delhi. Palestinian hospital officials say overnight Israeli airstrikes in northern and southern Gaza have killed at least 17 people. Israel said it had retaliated after its forces were fired upon in a violation of the ceasefire. The International Energy Authority is warning that the future of renewable energy depends on the equitable sharing of rare earth minerals. China controls most of their extraction and processing. Armed groups have killed dozens of people in attacks on a remote village in northern central Nigeria. Shops and houses were set ablaze in Kwara State, and several people are missing. The security forces in Pakistan have used drones and helicopters in an operation against ethnic Baloch insurgents. At the weekend, hundreds of rebels stormed cities, towns and military installations, killing dozens of troops and civilians. BBC News.